All right, guys, I guess I'll start this off by giving you a public service announcement that my wife and I will be hosting an event October 25th, which is next Tuesday from 6 to 9. It's called Matthew versus Matthew. And the idea behind this is, you know, we have family in the Carolinas, and obviously living up here in the Boston area, we've met a lot of people that have ties to Haiti. And you know, Hurricane Matthew has obviously had a devastating effect on a lot of people. So we wanted to do something that would provide, you know, some relief efforts for the people affected by this. So the event is at Splitsville, right up here at Patriot Place. Next Tuesday, it'll be a lot of the guys. We'll have some great auction items. It'll be a good time. But most importantly, I think it's just, you know, that every penny that we raise will go directly to an organization called Samaritan's Purse that's already on the ground in the Carolinas and in Haiti. But, you know, they do tremendous work, and it's an organization that I've had a long-standing relationship with. So I can't take the credit for this. It's my wife's idea, but something that I wanted to let you guys know and kind of get the word out there.
Is there a website or something online?
Yes, it's MatthewVersusMatthew.org.
And
yes, and you'll have all the information on there.
Matthew, how important is it to get off to a great start, special teams, you know, against the Steelers?
You know, we can't afford to spot these guys any breathing room. They've got so much talent. You look at this team; it's probably the most talented team across the board that we've seen all year. So, you know, to give them field position or extra yardage or even a big play is something that we can't afford to do. So we're going to have to be on our jobs this weekend. You know, it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're excited about the opportunity.
Along those lines, you guys are right now, I think, second overall in kickoff yardage allowed. I think Denver's the only one ahead of you. And you're, at this point, a little bit better than you were last year overall at kickoff return yardage. Can you explain, you know, with the new rules and the strategies of kicking off intentionally short, how productive you guys have been so far?
Well, you know, I think about the units that I've been a part of, and I'd say that this is the fastest unit that I've ever played on across the board. And we've been able to use that to our advantage by, as you've seen, not kicking touchbacks every time, but, you know, letting our speed guys play fast and get down the field and not giving these offenses just extra yards to get out there and line up with. So I think it starts with Coach and obviously Joe Judge and Ray Ventrone and the idea and the way they envision this coming into the season. And the attention to detail from all the guys has been great, and we've been able to go out and execute. So hopefully we can continue that trend as we move forward.
I assume, just to follow up, you're roughly half of Stevens' kicks are touchbacks so far. And I assume that there are times when you want a touchback. Is that fair to say or no?
I guess it depends on the situation and, you know, the time and place in the game. So, yeah.
Matthew, since you've been here with the Patriots, you've seen some really good quality linebackers, Vrabel, Gerard Mayo, there's Bruschi before him, kind of the leaders of the defense. You see Dante Hightower kind of developing into that role now in his fifth year with the team.
Certainly. I think, you know, Dante's coming into his own, and he's put a lot of work into, you know, him proving himself as a player. And, you know, I know that myself and a lot of the older guys have challenged him to embrace a leadership role, and I think we're seeing that this year. So, you know, Dante's unique in his own way. He's got things that make him different than Gerard and Teddy and even Junior and those guys. But, you know, in his own way, he brings a lot to the table, and he's a very special player.
How do you see him embracing the leadership, you know?
Well, I think just being willing to step up and hold guys accountable and being a little bit more vocal. Things that maybe, you know, maybe he wasn't comfortable with before, maybe he was, I'm not totally sure, but he's doing a great job of that so far.
Matthew, as a leader in that room, you look at a guy like Gostkowski, who's been almost perfect his entire career here, has a couple hiccups now. You say anything to him, or is it just more like a little pat on the back, or is it anything as he kind of goes through what he's going through right now?
You know, I don't think really much needs to be said to Steven. He's been doing this for a long time at a very high level. And you play football long enough, there are going to be ups and downs. And I know we're accustomed to, around here just in general, with the Patriots, there being a lot more ups and downs. But, you know, that's part of football. So, you know, Steven, I don't need to give him a big pep talk or anything like that. I know that he'll be okay.
Matthew, is there part of you that almost missed competing against Roethlisberger?
Well, certainly when you play a team, you want them to be at full strength, you know, as a competitor and as a player in this league. You hate to see other guys get injured, no matter who it is, no matter how you feel about them. So it's unfortunate that Ben sustained that injury. But, you know, Mr. Jones is very, very capable of getting the job done, and this football team is still very dangerous.
So what you've seen out of the Steelers special teams units?
A lot of speed. A lot of speed, a lot of potential for big plays to be made. Obviously, with Antonio back there, he's dangerous anytime he touches the ball, whether it's offensively or defensively. And then, you know, Hayward Bay and those guys, Shamarco Thomas, those guys make a lot of plays. So we're going to have to be able to play fast. As I said earlier, we're kind of built around speed. Well, we're going to need that speed this weekend.
Just as a follow-up to that, from your end, I mean, we talked about the kick coverage, but we've yet to see really, there's been some questionable decisions with kick returns. I know that doesn't have to do with you per se, but you guys haven't really been able to break one, and I don't want to put it on the returner because I sense you would say the guys up front are playing into that too. So what do you need to do to kind of kickstart the return game from your end?
Well, you know, I think attention to detail as we continue to practice and is gonna be paramount. We've got to be, you know, depending on the opponent, those opportunities may be 5-6 a game. They may be 1 or 2 a game. So our attention to detail has to be great, and we have to be ready to execute when we get those opportunities. And it is all 11 guys. It's not just the returner. It's not just the guys blocking. It's everyone out there just doing their job better.
Matthew, Bill has said before that it's usually about October before you really start to get a sense of the identity in that locker room. Wondering what you see in the locker room, where you feel this team is, in terms of its image, where it is, how good it feels about itself.
Well, I think we've done a lot of positive things this year. We've, you know, we've really gelled as a team, and I think that's been great. I think the great thing about this group is our personalities really click, and it feels like family in that locker room, and that's a special thing, I think, in the National Football League. So I think we're fortunate to be in the situation that we're in with a group of guys that are not only committed to the game of football, but committed to one another. And, you know, it's really still early in the season for us to say who we are, what we do, et cetera. It's starting to form, but it's still coming together. And, you know, we'll see. Time will tell.
How much does that, what Mike said, add to what you have on Sunday in a tough place, tough opponent and everything else? How much does that add to forming your identity?
Well, we'll find out a lot about ourselves. You know, a coach said earlier today, you know, if you like football, you know, this is the game for you. So we'll find out. We're going into a tough environment against a very good football team who's very well coached. And, you know, we'll find out a lot about ourselves, certainly.
Matthew, speaking of the locker room, you've been around since 2009. How special of a moment last week when Mr. Kraft presented Bill with his 250th, you know, victory ball there. So how important it was for you as a player?
Hey, you know, I think when you think in terms of the history of football and what coach has been able to accomplish here, and I know that we like to live in the now, and you know we don't really get into talking too much about these things, but you know when you step back and you look at what coach has been able to accomplish in his career, it's really remarkable. I think 4 coaches in the history of the game have 250-plus wins, and there's been a lot of coaches to coach this game. There's been a lot of teams that have taken the field. And the model of consistency that coach has shown in his approach to this game, the way he's handled himself, I think you can't say enough good things about it. So, but I know he would have me say, all that aside, we're focused on Pittsburgh this week.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.